Paul Butt is the same as Odeon. Chairman, stroke manager.
Not a player?
No player, no name.
But you were before?
Yes, I was at the beginning, but age catches up with you, you know.
Now that gives you experience to deal with the team and manage the team.
Yes, it does. I've been here, this is my sixth year, when we started off as the AC Midlothian.
Why was it started?
It was a good friend of mine, Bobby Collins, that started it at Jewell College. And he started off as a college team, and he was wanting to make it into an amateur team, but the college wouldn't give him funding for it. So he had left the college to come outside and become an amateur team.
So he set up and then he walked away?
Well, he didn't walk away. He still takes interest in it. But he got us started off. It was his or Bobby's idea, Bobby Collins. He got it going.
And has it been a success?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has been a success. Two seasons ago, we won a league and cup double. Season before that, we got beat in the league. Goal difference. Well, last season, after winning a league and cup double, I lost 14 players after we got promoted. Well, you think with guys we wanted to stay and get into the Premier and prove themselves, but that's football, amateur football for you. So I had to restart again this season with new players.
You know, it's no difference to any of the junior football clubs. They're all doing exactly the same as you.
That's true. It's true, yep. But amateur football, it's all more of like pub football, but like friends. Some guys go where the mates are playing for Sunday football. That's where a few of my players went last season as well. Players were playing for another team. They said, right, come along. Just get tagged along, you know, playing for a mate's team, so on, so on. It happens.
So where are we tonight?
We're at Knitting Star Club. We're having our presentation night in here. So it's a late presentation, but it's something to guys to look forward to.
Do they deserve the awards?
Yes, quite a few of them, because like I said, when we rebuilt the team, we were struggling. We were down at the bottom and trying to keep the guys morale, get them going, keep the spirits up. Most of the boys, give them the dues, they stuck with me. You know, some guys, I got new boys in, the old boys thought, oh, well, we're not going to get a game. But it upped the standard with some of the boys I got in, and some of my old boys left because they weren't as good as with the new guys coming in.
So we talk about amateurs, we talk about Saturday amateurs, we talk about Sunday amateurs. Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. We're a Sunday team, Sunday afternoon amateurs.
Do you find it easier to get the players to the games on Sunday afternoons?
Well, in my situation, I didn't have a problem with my players, but I've seen it myself in some teams turn up, players just coming back from a night out on a Saturday night, you know, turning up to a game. To me, it's wrong, but it's up to the management to sort their team out, you know. You know, anybody under the drink influence of drink, in my eyes, won't get a start in a team.
So tonight's just about to kick off?
Yes, we have. So we're just waiting on the rest of the boys coming. There's only three or four, so we can get the night started for the presentation.
Good luck, and I hope it's a success tonight as well.
Thank you very much, Russell. Great interview.